The first person we're going to be hearing from is Aura Weiss. She's an activist and spoken word artist. She was born in Jerusalem, and she's the daughter of a rabbi. She was one of the organizers of this year's National Student Conference in Solidarity with Palestine, and we'll be hearing one of her spoken word pieces from May 4th.
Not 500 meters from Jerusalem's largest dump, at a time when my glorified perception of Israel did not include even the production of waste. This was a reservation, and my Bedouin friends, I came to understand, were living the uprooted, downtrodden lives of the Roma, the Lakota, the Aborigines, the Mayans. My parents never taught me to extend my concept of social justice to include Palestinians. My parents, my schools, my Hebrew school teachers never encouraged me to hold Israel accountable for its acts of aggression. And now I am angry. I am angry because when I was younger, a budding revolutionary searching for heroes, I was presented with novels of Zionist underground fighters and Israeli secret service agents. But now I've found different stories, the stories of those virtually erased from our collective memory, and no thanks to my parents or my Hebrew school teachers, I claim them, these members of my non-Zionist past, these underground fighters I wish to be aligned with. I insist on recalling the Jewish trade unionists of Eastern Europe, the Jewish anarchists of Russia, the Arab Jewish writers and thinkers of social change, the Jewish women fighting fascism in the forests of France and Poland. I insist on breaking my chains. I insist on tearing down these apartheid walls. I insist on blowing up false dichotomies pitting Jew against Arab. I insist on honoring those Palestinians whose olive trees embody the very history of that land I feel this undeniable connection to. And yes, I do feel connected to the hills of Jerusalem, my birthplace, the shores of the Mediterranean, the closeness of the desert, the clamor of the Shuk, but I feel no need to own it. In fact, I feel the need to preserve it. And what I see are Israeli attempts at being Western, destroying the aesthetics of ancient cities. I see bypass roads and superhighways tearing through precious small amounts of land. I see the waterline in the Sea of Galilee sinking lower and lower. I see the customs of Arab Jews and Palestinians suppressed and redressed for our pleasure. And I ain't saying that anyone else anywhere else is getting it any better, but please, stop idealizing our dear homeland. You talk about self-hatred? I'll tell you about self-hatred. I'll tell you a story of Arab Jews coerced into dropping their native tongues and changing their names upon entry into this new country, claiming to embrace all of our brothers and sisters, and then exploited in the fields, settled in border towns, brown buffer zones for Jews with white skin afraid to face the dangers of their own colonial process. Let me tell you a story of Israel's best friends, the Christian right, pouring money and power into settling the Holy Land, lobbying for Israel, so that finally when Armageddon comes, 2/3 of Jews will die and the other 1/3 convert. Let's talk about self-hatred. Let me tell you a story of us funding illegal settlements on stolen land, bulldozers crushing homes and lives, soldiers patrolling towns, imprisoning women and children in their room, men naked and blindfolded on the street, while students are shot in the head and pregnant women are dying at checkpoints, and us asking why can't there be peace? And us mourning 29 dead at a Seder in Netanya, 23 dead in Tel Aviv, every Palestinian killed before and after erased from memory, in fact not even permitted into our newspapers. But this is not an argument for the preservation of the moral integrity of the Jewish state by finally ending the occupation. Israel was never any more moral or noble than any other nation state or colonial project, including this one. I am not committed to a Jewish state at all costs. I am committed to direct democracy, people participating in the decisions that affect their lives. I'm committed to justice and peace and freedom. I'm committed to resisting all forms of oppression. I'm committed to reclaiming the diversity of my Jewish heritage, pre-narrowly prescribed Zionist identity, as I am committed to the preservation of Palestinian culture and independence, not to mention homes, villages, and schools. And I don't believe that a state which grants rights based on ethnic or religious identity lends itself to any of the above.